A little brown bird walks and chirps along the still partially frozen Utqajevik Lagoon. It's a semi-palmated sandpiper, one of about 60 species that locals and visitors spotted during the Migratory Bird Festival. Lindsay Hermans is the festival's coordinator. She says avid birders often travel to the Arctic to see rare species that fly here from all corners of the world. But sometimes it's even more exciting to see familiar birds in their breeding grounds, where they wear totally different plumage.
It's like a glow up. They look totally different. They're flying around, they're doing their mating displays and exhibiting this behavior that you only see in the Arctic.
Attendees rode around in school buses for several hours, spotting different birds and talking about Inupiaq culture, Utqajevik history, and the Arctic environment. Herman says that the main goal of the free 3-day festival was to show how important the Arctic ecosystem is for the birds. But the highlight for her was what the participants brought to the table. Several elders came to the talks and commented on what birds they harvest, how they do it traditionally, and what they call those species in Inupiaq language.
That was a major component of success in my mind, is having the elders be involved like that.
Local knowledge holders and Inupiaq speakers also participated in creating new Utqajevik birding trail, a brochure that spotlights 10 sites throughout town where you can see birds in breeding plumage. As the Arctic warms, forests shrink and hurricanes intensify, migrating to the Arctic becomes more difficult. This is Lauren Kusimana with Audubon Alaska.
Utqajevik becomes even more important for shorebird species because once they get there, they can do their thing.
Herman says she hopes more Arctic residents will get involved in organizing the event in the future. I am Alena Naiden.